Today's Shiur Masechta Kedushin Daf Ayin Tes. We will begin the Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah Asur Rishus L'Shlucha L'Kaddish Hespitai. Somebody who authorized a shliach to be the one to be Mekaddish his daughter. V'holachu, and he went the Kitcha. And of course, the question is, why is this Mishnah here, in this parak, in this place? So as we're going to see in the Gemara, explained the Rishonim, the part of the consideration of what is happening here is who is going to find the shidduch that's most miyuchas, that's most appropriate for this girl. And therefore, since in this parak we've been speaking so extensively about yuchsin, explained Rishonim, that's why this Mishnah is placed here. So the father authorized the shliach to do the kedushin, and then the father himself, v'alechu the kitcha, the father himself was mekadosher to someone else. So halacha im shaloi kidmu, if the father's kedushin came first, then kedusha of kedushin, then his kedushin is considered the valid kedushin. Vim shal shlucha kadmo, but if the shliach's kedushin came first, Kedushav Kedushin, he was authorized, and therefore his Kedushin will come first. Vim Eina Yedua, if we're not quite certain whose was first and whose was second, says the Mishnah, what we do is Shnayim, both of them nicely get, because since we don't know who is the one that is the husband and who isn't, they both have to give a get. Vim Ratzu, but if both of them have agreed, Echad nois and get, one will give a get, v'echad koydus. Because if the one that ends up marrying her is the one that should have been married to her all along, fantastic. If the kedushin was, if not, so the husband has divorced her, and now he has the ability to be mekadosh the daughter. So of course, there are many points to make here. The first point is, we learned that the Mishnah says that the father, by making the Kedushin, clearly has disengaged the Shliach from being the Shliach. And the question is, what is the Chiddush? So the Meiri explains that the Mishnah is teaching us, not only could the father, of course, or as we're going to learn in a moment, the girl herself, be the one to disengage the shliach, that's obvious. The chiddush is that even if it wasn't an official disengagement, what happened was they just went and were mekadosh, the father went and were mekadosh to someone else. That itself, in itself, is considered a bittel shlichus, even if it wasn't done officially that he was being mevatel the shliach. Moreover, the Makna says, what happens if the father appointed a shliach? The father appointed a shliach, and then he was mekadosh the daughter to someone else. But as we've learned such a circumstance many times in our Masechta, what he said was that my kedushin should only be effective in 30 days. And then the shliach was mekadosh the girl to someone, with the understanding that his kedushin will be effective immediately. So what will be the case then? Says the Makna, the fact that the father was Mekadosh's daughter during this 30 days, even though the kedushin of the father will be only effective after 30 days, and the shliach's kedushin will come first, the fact that the father went and was mekadosher to someone else is the biggest bittel shlichus that's possible. And since that's the biggest bittel shlichus that's possible, no more than that is necessary. So now the Mishnah said, so both have to give a get, and if one wants to marry her and the other one wants to give her a get, that's fine. So of course, what is the chiddush? Why not? So many Rishonim suggest that the Mishnah is teaching us that when the one who chooses to marry her, one gives her a get, and one chooses to marry her, he doesn't have to do another act of Kedushin. He could rely on his original act of Kedushin, and that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's one approach that I saw. Another approach that I saw is that the Mishnah says that the Mishnah is teaching us that the husband, we said both of them should give a get. And what the Mishnah is saying is that we can't force them to give a get. The father and the shliach have gotten into this predicament. And we cannot force this person to give a get. If they want to give a get, they'll give a get. A third shot that I saw in the Mishnah is we've been learning that there's a halacha, a machzik grushasei mishanesis, that you're not allowed to marry your wife after, you're not allowed to remarry your wife after you divorce her and she married somebody else. And therefore, we would think that maybe these circumstances that are being identified in the Mishnah should be in the category of machzik grushasei mishanesis, and therefore neither of them should be able to marry her. Teaches us the Mishnah that that isn't the case, and if one chooses to marry her, that will be fine. Says the Mishnah, the same goes the other way around. V'cheina isha, if there's a woman, shenas rishus l'shluch l'katcha, gave permission to a shliach to be mekadeshar, v'holch l'kitches atzma, and then she went and was mekadesh herself, im shalok kudma, if her kedushin came first, then kedushah kedushin, then her kedushin is the valid kedushin. If the shliach's kedushin came first, kedushav kedushin, then his kedushin will be the valid kedushin. Vim einin yudim. We don't know which one came first. So then shneim, both of these husbands, both of these men, since we don't know who is the real husband, nice and a get, give her a get. Vim rotsu, and if they want to agree amongst themselves, that echad nice and a get, that one will give her a get. And then the other one, Echad Kainos, and the other one will marry her. So of course the Gemara immediately begins with the obvious question. And that is both halachas of the Mishnah are really identical. And why did the Mishnah have to tell us both halachas? Answers the Gemara. Dishminin Gab Diday, if we only learned the halacha regarding the father, Shum the Gavra Kimle Biyuchsin. A father is a man that is familiar with Yichus. And as if there's certainly a lesson that we've learned in this parak, is that how critical being certain of the yichus of the person you're marrying is. So the father is careful to check the yichus, and therefore his kedushin is a valid kedushin. Aval itasot. When we speak about the daughter, the lekumah b'yichsin, she's not so familiar with the lachos of yichsin. Ema lo inahav kedushin. Maybe she, and the way that I sort of showed him explained, that what she meant to say is, yes, I found a husband that I want to marry, but I recognize my limitations in Hilchus Yichus. I recognize my limitations in knowing who is a Miyuchus and not. And since I recognize my limitation, so the way I saw is that, and the Ramah explains it this way, when she takes the Kedushin, she says she's sort of making a tanai. I'm marrying myself to a man, but I recognize that I have limitations, and therefore, if the shliach who I appointed ends up choosing for me a husband who's really more befitting, let his kedushin be a kedushin and not my kedushin. And I saw that Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman Zatzal in the Sefer Yael Sashachar says that even though this is Dvarm Shebelev, and we've learned many times, Dvarim Shebelev, if you didn't say it, Einim Dvarim, the halacha doesn't, it's not considered significant in the eyes of halacha. So he explains, since we're understanding that that is the entire situation here, that she's getting into this situation because she wants to be mekadesh herself to the person who's more of a miyuchas, and therefore we should assume that that's what she wants, teaches us the Mishnah that that isn't at all the consideration. And if she was Mekadosh herself before the Shlich was Mekadosh her, that Kedusha will be the valid Kedusha. On the other hand, Yashmin and Dido, if we only learned the second case of the Mishnah, because we have a rule in Shas, Mishum Ditas Adaika Mitzvah, a woman is careful, much more careful, but the father, Iu Eimaleich Vesleih, the father doesn't care. And of course, you have to understand what does it mean that the father doesn't care. The father cares, but the father is anxious to marry off his daughter. And since he's anxious to marry off his daughter, he isn't going to be as careful about the yichus. That's why tzricha, we have both cases. We know, as we've learned many times in a masechta, a father has a right to marry off his daughter when she's a ketana and when she's a nara. The girl, once she becomes a bageres, the father loses that right, that jurisdiction to marry her off. A girl becomes a bageres when she's 12 and a half and she brought simonim that she's a bageres. So now the Gemara discusses the following situation. Itmar, Kitchavia, her father was Mekadosh Bederech when he's not home. And on the same day, Kitcha Atzma Be'ir, the daughter was Mekadosh herself to someone else, Vare Begeris. And now we determine that she is a Begeris. So now the question is, when did the Kedushin take place? If she became a Begeris before her father was Mekadosh her, so the father's Kedushin is meaningless, because as we said, a father no longer has the right to be Mekadosh a daughter once she's a Begeris. Or did she become a Begeris only after her father was Mekadosh her? And therefore, when the father was Mekadosh her, he had a right to be Mekadosh her, and therefore, the father's Kedushin is the valid Kedushin and not the daughter's. Says the Gemara, we have here a Machlaikish. Rav Amar, Begeres Lefaneinu. Right now, we see she's a Begeres. So Rav is introducing the concept, which the entire sugya here is based on Chazokas. And Rav is introducing here the concept of Chazokah da Hashta. We follow the Chazokah that's in front of us. So we see that right now she's a Begeris. We assume that she was a Begeris when the father did the Kedushin. For Shmuel Amar, we don't follow only the Chazokah, the Hashta. We have to be concerned that maybe we have a Chazokah de Mikara, that she was not a Begeris. And therefore, according to Shmuel, Cheshinen the Kedushin Shneim, we do the Kedushin that way. The Rishonim try to understand why did the Gemara have to introduce that it's speaking about a case that the father was on the road and she was in the city. The question, it doesn't make a difference with the road and the city. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Tosfos Rosh, say that part of what the Gemara means to say is that her Kedushin, there is no question at what time the Kedushins took place. There's no question that the father's Kedushin took place in the morning and her Kedushin took place later in the day. Because if her Kedushin took place before the father's Kedushin, that would add another element to this confusion. And then maybe the halacha would be different. Tosfos asks the question, why did the Gemara have to make this elaborate case? Why don't we have a simple case? Not that she was Mekadosh herself, that the father was Mekadosh her, and we're not sure what was her status when the father was Mekadosh her. Was she a Nara or Begeris? So explains that, says Tosfos, a very Bechidish, that in the case where the father was Mekadosh her, and we're not sure if what her status was, so then we have another consideration to put into this equation. And that is that she has a cheskes pnuya. She has a chazokah that she's single. So we combine the cheskes pnuya with the chazokah, the hashta, that right now she's certainly a begeris, says Tosfos, for sure, even Shmuel would agree that we could ignore the father's kedushin. Here, in the case that the Gemara described, there is no cheskes pnuya, because she's certainly married. The only question is that we don't know to whom is she married. Is she married to the first husband? Is it married to the husband that the father married her off to? Was she married to the husband that she married off to. That's why we could have a machlokes, says Taisus, of Rav and Shmuel. Otherwise, there wouldn't be room, he says, for such a machlokes. There would be no question, says Taisus, that she's not considered mekudeshes to the man that the father was mekadeshar. Another pshat is that the Elif L'cha Shleima from Shleima Kluge says, the Gemara wants to show how far Rav takes this opinion. And the Rav says, the Chazokah, the Hashta, is the only thing that we need to take into consideration. And therefore, since right now she's a Megeris, that's the only thing that we have to take into consideration. So ask the Gemara. We have this entire story. The father was Mekadesha by day, and the daughter in the morning, and she later. So, as we said, the way Rashi and the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question, the father was Mekadesha in the morning, and she was Mekadesha by night. This opens up a discussion, when is Kedushin supposed to take place? Should Kedushin be done by day, or Kedushin be done by night? Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Shas Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger Madur Tanyana Simon Ayim Aleph, says that many people have the minig to make the Kedushin a night, and he says that there is a reason to say that Kedushin should not be done at night, because just like the Halach is, that Gittin and Chalitza are not done by night. And in this Masechta we've had, Baruch Hashem, so many times, that Hilchus Kedushin and Hilchus Gittin, to many degrees, travel together, based on the Pasuk of Yotzev HaHaisav. So we would think that since Gittin shouldn't be done by night, so not Kedushin. He says, La'alocha, you could do a Kedushin by night. But it seems that Rabbi Kivega's opinion over there is that Kedushin may be done at night, but it doesn't, but it's preferable, it seems, that he holds that Kedushin should be done by day. There are others who specifically say that Kedushin should be done by night, because doing Kedushin at a time where the moon and stars are out, that's an appropriate time to do the Kedushin. Another reason the Piskei Tshuva says that Kedushin were done by night is because usually people have the opportunity to sit down to the Sudas Chasana at night. So since they sit down by the Sudas Chasana by night, it's difficult to have such a long waiting time between the Kedushin and the meal. But there are others that strongly suggest that the Kedushin should be by night, not by night, just like we have Halacha in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Eim Mekatshin as a Chodesh B'layla. We don't do Kiddush HaChodesh by night, and this is the same. It's a form of Kedushin, but the Ramah himself, in the Tshuvas Ramah, Simen Kuf Kuf Hei, discusses a case where he did a Kedushin Friday night. So we see that Kedushin can be done certainly by night. So says the Gemara Amos. Exactly how old was this girl when the father did this Kedushin? That the Kedushin was done during the 6 months between when a girl becomes a Nara at the age of 12 and she becomes a Begaris at the age of 12 and a half. Bahan name Rav, Hare Begaris Lefanenu. Is that where Rav's going to say that right now we see she's Begaris? Hashtu the Bagra. We only have to be concerned that she became Begaris now after she's 12 and a half. And when the father did Kedushin before she became 12 and a half, she clearly wasn't a Begaris. And the father's Kedushin, therefore, certainly should be the valid Kedushin. Elal Achisha. The Kedushin was done after the 6 months, after she became a Nara. So ask the Gemara, if that is the circumstance, is that where Shmuel says we're going to be concerned about, we don't know whose Kedushin is the Kedushin? Shmuel has taught us that ain bein Nairus lebagris, the entire term between Nairus and Bagris is only Shishikadoshim, Bavad, only 6 months. If it's only 6 months, so certainly she became a begeris at this point. And why would we be concerned about the father's kedushin? Says the Gemara Leitzricha, the case that we are referring to is the Kaddish Bahu Yom Damash Mashisha. He was Makadishar on the day 12 and a half, the day of the 6 months after she became a begeris, a narwa. Rav Amare Begeris Lefanayinu. Rav says, the Midah Hash to begeris, since right now she's a begeris, and as we said earlier, Rav's opinion is, we follow the Chazok of the Hashta. So right now she's a begeris. With the Hashta begeris, we say, Mitzafen Nami begeris. And therefore, when the father was Mekadosher in the morning, it was not in his authority to do so. The Shmuel Amar, Hashta Daisi Simonim. We follow the Chazok of the Mikara. And if yesterday she wasn't a begeris, even though now she's a begeris, I don't assume that in the morning she was necessarily a begeris. And since we can't assume that in the morning she was necessarily a begeris, that's why the kedushin that the father did in the morning may be the valid kedushin. Ask the Gemara, Shmuel, who doesn't consider what we look at this point, what things look at right now, Shmuel, Maishna Mimikvah, why is this different than the halacha of a mikvah? The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Mikvos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis teaches us. Mikvah, we know that a mikvah has to have 40 saw of kosher rainwater. Sheninda, the Nimtza Chasser, the mikvah was measured and it doesn't have the 40 saw. The loch is called Tahar Shnas Al Gabov. Anything that was taken to that mikvah, Lemafreya, is from when we know for sure that the mikvah was still kosher. Bein Rishus HaYachim, Bein Rishus Rabim. Whether it's Rishus HaYachim or Rishus Rabim, what's the difference Rishus HaYachim or Rishus Rabim? As we learned in Masechta Soita, Sofek Tomo, Rishus HaYachim is Tomei. Sofek Tomei, Rishus Rabim is Tor. These are halachas that we learn from the Soita. So here teaches us the Mishnah that right now we see that the mikvah is not a kosher mikvah. We can't assume that the mikvah was kosher, only going back to when we can be certain that the mikvah was still kosher. And the simple pshat in the Gemara is that anybody who went to that mikvah from that time and on, the Mishnah Masechta Mikvos is teaching us we have to be considered tamei. And I saw some Rishonim explain that we take it in, makes no difference, that even if the person, not just the person who went to the mikvah, can we be comfortable? Do we have to consider tamei? But anything that person touched, we have to be considered tamei because he's tamei. Whatever he touches becomes tamei. When we just said the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference with Shusiyak or Shusirabim, so the Rashi explains what the Mishnah means to say is that it doesn't make a difference if the mikvah is in Rosh Hashanah or the mikvah is in Rosh Hashanah. But I saw other Rishonim explain what the Gemara means to say. This person that we just spoke about that went to that mikvah, it doesn't make a difference if he touched something in Rosh Hashanah or he touched something in Rosh Hashanah. We have to consider that person tamei, and wherever he touched something, he passes the tumah on. But what do we see? That we follow the Chazok of the Hashta. That since right now the mikveh is not kosher, that's what the halacha determines is the status of the mikveh. So why doesn't Shmuel say the same in our case? Says the Marashani Hasim Diklamemer, Hametamel Chaskosai. The person who went to the mikveh was Tamei. Otherwise, he wouldn't have needed to go to the mikveh. So that is an additional consideration why we should, Shmuel says, we to treat him as Tamei. Vemer, and therefore we'll say Loi Tovel. But as tomorrow, why don't we also say Adiraba? Haman Mikvah Chaskosai. Why don't we say that the Mikvah had a Cheskes Kashrus? Vemer Loi Chasor. Says the Gemara, Shmuel says, I can't do that because I'm a Chasor of Necha. I can't rely on the Cheskes Kashrus because right now I have a Mikvah that's not good. So I can't rely on the Cheskes Kashrus. Says the Gemara, so why don't we say the same in our Gemara. Hachnami, when we look at this girl, right now we know she's a Begeris, says the Gemara, says Shmuel. Yes, I know she's a Begeris, but I can always say she only became a Begeris right now. So says the Gemara, if that's what you're going to say, so thereby the mikvah say the same. Hosanami, hashtu the chaser. Why don't you say that she became, that she, the mikvah became possible only right now, not only back to the last time we can be certain it wasn't possible? Answers the Gemara, hosam yesh tate l'riusa. There are two reasons. Number one, we have a cheskes tuma, whatever is being put on the mikvah. And we have a chazaka da hashta, that right now we know that the mikvah is not good. Here, in our case, we only have chadal reusai. And that is that the girl, we have the chazaka da hashta, that the daughter is a begeris. But we don't have a chazaka de mikara, the chazaka de mikara, if anything, challenges that. And therefore, since it challenges that, that's why we can't compare the cases. So the Achrayim and Rishonim try to understand what's the difference if there's Tatil Ryusa or Chal Ryusa. The simplest pshat is that this is a question of statistics. The more chazakas that pull you in a certain direction statistically tell you that that's probably what happened. And therefore, since statistically that's probably the case, that's why we follow the Tatil L'riusa. Ask the Gemara, so that's why the two cases aren't the same. Ask the Gemara L'Shmuel, Maishna B'Chavis, why is this no different than the case of a Chavis? The Tanya. A person had a barrel of wine, and this barrel of wine is the barrel of wine that he uses to become the Truma. He designates that this barrel of wine should be the truma for the other barrels of wine. In other words, instead of taking truma out of every separate barrel, he has one barrel that he says the wine in this barrel, he keeps track that the wine in this barrel should be the truma on the wine on the other barrels. The Tanya, Hayabaydik Sechavis, and the halach, of course, is we can only take from wine truma from wine on wine, and from wine vinegar on wine vinegar. We can't take truma from vinegar on wine. So says the Braisa, this person has this barrel, which is identified to be the truma barrel, to take off truma. And then he discovers that this barrel of wine that he made this designation, nimtzes chaimetz, is vinegar. The halach is kol shloish yomim. Anything from the 3 days since he inspected the barrel last, vaday, is still wine. It takes wine at least 3 days to become vinegar. Mikan ve'elach, from then on, there's a suffix. We have to be concerned that the barrel is already vinegar, and therefore the afroshes truma is not a valid afrosha, because as all the Rishonim explain, this Mishnah clearly, this Braisa is clearly of the opinion that wine and wine vinegar are considered two different things. And since wine and wine vinegar are considered two different products, you can't take truma from wine on wine vinegar or vice versa. Other Rishonim I saw say that even if one can make an argument that wine and wine vinegar are really the same in, certainly a person who intended to use wine as his truma and then ends up using wine vinegar as his truma, that's not what he wanted. So even if you could make an argument that they're the same in, but that wasn't what I wanted to do. And since that wasn't my intention to do, that's why it's not considered a valid hafrosh's truma. But ask the Gemara, so that's the halacha by the wine barrel and truma. For Minan, ask the Gemara, we're going to ask a question between the halacha that we just learned by Chavis and the halacha of a mikvah. The Tanakh, Maishna Hocha, why by the mikvah we say vadai, we say for sure that the mikvah was not good when this person went to it, if we find now that the mikveh is not a kosher mikveh. Why in the case of the chavis, did the Gemara say it's a suffix? Vamram chanina mesurya, man tan chavis, who is the man, the omer of chavis? Rav Shimon he. It's Rav Shimon's opinion, and actually says, the Gemara, the gavim mikveh nami svik mashvi. In the case of a mikveh, he's not going to say for sure that anybody went to that mikveh is not considered as if he went to the mikveh. There as well, it's only a suffix. The Tanya, the Brisa by mikveh teaches us, kol tar shenasa gavim mafreya. The Brisa says that anything that was done in that mikveh that now was identified as a posel mikveh, bein mishus yochel, bein mishus rabim, whether it was a mishus yochel, mishus rabim, tameis. Because if the mikveh is posel now, we assume that when the person went to the mikveh, as we learned earlier, it's tameh. Rishimer Eimer, Rishus Rabim, since the halach is that Sofik Tameh Rishus Rabim is Tahar, we say it's Tahar. Rishus Yochid, Toilin, we have a Sofik. Avul Rabbanan, indeed, according to the Rabbanan, that by the mikveh say that it's not good, so too, it won't be good, Tevel Mafreya. So now the question is, we see by Chavis, everybody is agreeing that it wouldn't be good. Now, why? Because right now the barrel is vinegar. So we have to assume that it was vinegar when we used it for our frosha. So ask the Gemara, why doesn't Shmuel say the same thing by the Begeris? If right now she's a Begeris, that should be a proof that she was a Begeris when the father was Mekadosh. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hassam, Dikel Meimah Havetav Chazkasai. Till we know that the Afroshes Truma was a proper Afroshes Truma, it has a Cheskas Tevel. And therefore, it has the Cheskas Tevel, Vemishloi Nisker. But ask the Gemara, why should we go in that direction? One, we say, we know that this barrel was a barrel of wine. And why, therefore, should we not say, Eid Adarabba, Hamajayna Cheskasai, Vemer? We know that this barrel at one point was wine, and say lohechmitz, it wasn't vinegar when that frosha took place. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. Harei hechmitz lofanecha, we do see vinegar. So says the Gemara, hachinami. So why don't you Shmuel say the same in our Gemara? Begeris lofaneinu. Certainly, she has a chazaka da'ashta. If we look at her right now, she is a begeris. What are you going to say? Because Hashtu the Bagra, she only became a Begeris after the father was Mekadoshar. So why don't we say by the wine also, Hashtu the Achmetz, it only became vinegar now. And afterwards, it became, and only afterwards, it became vinegar. But at the time of that frosha, it wasn't vinegar. And since at the time of that frosha, it wasn't vinegar, it's a good afrosha. There should be no Shaila. Answers the Gemara, Hasam. By the case of the Truma, Tartalar Yusa, there are two reasons to be Machmer. Number one, there's a Chazaka on the wine that it's Tevel. And also, there's the Hashta. Right now we see that it's vinegar. Hacha, by the Begeris, as we said earlier, there's only Chadalar Yusa. There's only one Dika. There's only one consideration. And that is that right now she's a Chazaka. But originally, she was a Penuya. There's no chazaka, and therefore she only has one chazaka in working against the father. That's why Shmuel says it's very different. This Gemara, it is the basis for many people. Most people, the halacha requires, the Taz says it, that one should check his tzitzis every day. Now the question is, why do we have to check the tzitzis every day? Why can't we rely on the chazaka? If my tzitzis were kosher yesterday, so we always follow the chazaka and the mikara. And if they were kosher yesterday, presumably they're kosher today as well. So some explain the reason we have to check the tzitzis and not be able to rely on the original chazaka is because by the tzitzis, because what's the issue? We're going to make a bracha on the tzitzis. And if the tzitzis aren't kosher, the bracha is a bracha of atola. And because of the seriousness of the Isser of Laisisa, Hashem Hashem Lekech L'Shav, because of the seriousness of making a bracha of atola, that's why we have to be strict about the tzitzis. That's one explanation for that halacha. Another explanation for that halacha is because since tzitzis are worn and people step on them and all different types of things happen, so that's a situation where we can't rely on the chazaka de mikara. When it's a chazaka de mikara that has good reason to be concerned that the chazaka changed, there we can't rely just on the chazaka. Suggest the Gemara, name Katanoi, that this machlokes of Rav and Shmuel is actually the subject of a machlokes Tanoi. The halacha is that if a person wants to give a gift, wants to sell something, the halacha is that you have to make a kinyan. And if you make a kinyan, then the halacha is that that kinyan is a valid kinyan. There's a special rule which we often discuss, and that is shchimera. Divrei shchimera keksuvim kumsurim dami. And that is if a shchimera, a person who's very ill, gives away all of his assets. So there's two halachas. Number one, you don't have to make a kinyan. And the way we always explain is, why does halacha require a kinyan? The reason halacha requires a kinyan is because a kinyan shows seriousness of intent. It shows that you're serious about what you're doing. A shchimera, who's giving away his assets, certainly is doing it because he means what he's doing. And certainly since he means what he's doing, we don't have to have any more than that. Another halacha is that if Shchimera did give away all of his assets, and then Baruch Hashem, he gets well, the halacha is that the gift that he gave everything away is nullified. Because we assume that the only reason a person would give away all of his assets is because he is unfortunately assuming that he's going to pass away. If Baruch Hashem, he doesn't, so then, of course, he never meant to give them all away. So the halacha is that we have a situation as follows. The person gave away his gifts, and they gave away his assets, and the dispute between these two people. One says, I was a shchimera when I gave it away. And since I was a shchimera when I gave it away, Baruch Hashem, now I'm better, then the gift is null and void. The receiver says that you were healthy, and a healthy person gives us away, it's mine. So the halacha is, me, maitzi miyad me. How does the halacha look at this situation? Who maitzi miyad b'loy raya? The person who gave it doesn't even have to bring a raya that it was a shchimera. He has a proof. If he says he was a shchimera, that's adequate. V'hein eimaytzi miyodam. But those that received it cannot take it b'loy raya. Divrei Reb Yaakov. That's the opinion of Reb Yaakov. Reb Nosleimer in Barihu. If right now the person who gave it is Baruch Hashem now healthy, he has to be able to prove that he was a shchimera when he gave the gift. From shchimera, but if right now he's a shchimera, alayim lavi raya bari haya. They have to bring a proof that he was healthy. Namer. So the Gemara wants to. So it seems that says the Gemara, the Rav says that we follow the chazaka de hashta. If he's healthy now, we assume that was his status when he gave the gift. If he's not healthy now, we assume that it was a shchimera now. We assume that was his status when he gave the gift. So that's Reb Nosson's opinion. But Shmuel says, like Reb Yaakov says, we don't follow the chazaka de hashta. And even though right now he's Baruch Hashem healthy, we still need to be concerned that maybe it was a shchimera when he gave the gift. Says the Gemara, Amlech Rav. Says Rav, no, that these two machlokes do not necessarily have to travel together. As we often learn in our shiurim, there's a depth to this Gemara. Because if indeed the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel is just a duplication of the machlokes of this brisa of Reb Nos and Reb Yaakov, the Maroim were expected to know all the machlokes Tanoim. And the Maroim aren't here just to repeat machlokes Tanoim. There must be a difference between the machlokes that Rav and Shmuel have versus the machlokes of Reb Nosson and Reb Yaakov.
Amalek Rav, and therefore says the Gemara, Rav says, I know the Amri Afilu Yaakov. My opinion can be consistent with Rav Yaakov. Because at Kanakam Rav Yaakov Hassam, Dikla Mamma, Haman Mamma Cheskosai. The money is in the hands of the person who gave it, and that's where we leave it. There's no Haman Gufa Cheskosai, because that she was a Nara originally, but right now, we know that that's going to change. And since we know that every girl that's going to be a Nara becomes a Begeris, it's different. Most people are healthy. Somebody wants to say that I was a Shrimara, Ola Lasui Raya. Avalocha, Kim Kamafkim Nafshi the Kamei. In our Gemara, was she by Geras or Nara in the morning? Chazaka the Kamei. The Chazaka that she was a Nara, and that Chazaka that she was a Nara is a Chazaka that's a very strong Chazaka. And as Rabbi Chanan explains, the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel really boils down to how strong is the Chazaka the Hashta. Namekani Tanoi. So says the Mar, maybe it's the same as this machlokes tonight. Kitcha aviv b'derech. If a father was mekadosh the daughter while he was on the road, the kitcha etz atzim be'ir, and then she was mekadosh herself at home, and we're now doing an examination if she's a nara begeris, and we discover harei begeris. We discover that she's a begeris. Tanichada. So one brisa says harei begeris lofanenu. We see she's a begeris. And therefore, the father's kedushin is nothing. Tanya idach cheshin l'shneim. My love, chad. One brisa is the opinion of Rav. Chad is the opinion of Shmuel. Says Mar idividi k'shmuel. Both brises are consistent with Shmuel. Kamba mechashtoi. The brisa that says that she is a suffix. With in a case where the girl is explicitly telling the father that I know when you were Makadish me, I was Begeris. There, the halach is, we follow what she says. The Khan, Shem Mechashesoy, when the daughter doesn't argue, then in that case, that Shmuel says, Cheshinan. The name of Masnisla Pligi, says the Gemara, if now we said that we have two brises, and we were able to reconcile that the brises don't represent the machlokes, why won't you say, Amaroi Nami Loi Pligi? And Rav is talking about a case where she's disagreeing with her father. Therefore, since she's disagreeing with her father, that's why Rav says, in that case, the Kedushin is that we go with what she says. And Shmuel is talking about a case where they are not disagreeing. But Tisbara says, the Gemara, is that a legitimate approach? Rav Yosef Reda Menashe Medevil, of the Ovid Kavasei Rav, he wants Paskin like Rav, Vik with Shmuel, and Shmuel was upset, V'amakula Alma Kaila B'Kaba Zuta, everybody has only a small measure of wisdom. In other words, to go say that we don't have to be worried about the father's Kedushin takes a lot of responsibility. And most people don't have that ability. So if Shmuel says, my opinion, that's a suffix, is a much safer approach. The Haimed Rabbanan, and this person, Kaila B'Kaba Rabba, is willing to take on his shoulders that she's certainly not Mekudeshes. V'isakadatach loy pligi, but says the Gemara, if, as we just suggested, there really is no machlokes Rav and Shmuel, my kamakpid, why was Shmuel upset at him? Dilmaki kavid of the, why did he paskin like Rav? Because it was a situation, mikvah, that she's disagreeing. And we're now suggested that in a case where she clearly says that I was a Begeris, when my father was Mekadosh me, even Shmuel would agree that we follow what she says. It must be that Shmuel doesn't make a difference. And under all circumstances, whether she agrees or disagrees, Shmuel's opinion is that we have to be concerned whose Kedushin was the valid Kedushin. Or if she's a Begeris, was she Megudeshes? Amalei Mazutra Ravashi, Hacha Ameima, Hilchas Kavasa de Shmuel. He says that Shmuel taught us that the halacha is like Shmuel. However, Rav Ashi says Tilchus Kavasei the Rav, and indeed says the Gemara Tilchusa the Kavasei the Rav. So I saw that. So Tosfos asks that in all of Shas, the halacha is Tilchusa Kerabbi Surai. We follow Rav's opinion. Why is this case any different? So Tosfos says, since we find other Amoraim that agree with Shmuel, that's why maybe in this case, that even though normally we pass him like Rav, here halacha should be like Shmuel, that's why the Gemara tells us that no, even here, the halacha is like Rav. It says the Mishnah Mishi Yotzo Hu Vishto Medina Siyam, somebody, he and his wife, went to Medina Siyam. And the way to understand this Mishnah, most Rishonim explain, goes back to what we learned previously, that people weren't allowed to get married without checking the yichus of their wives, as we learned extensively earlier. Or if we know that the different simonim the Gemara gave to prove that a woman is miyuchesas. So says the Mishnah Mishi Yotzo Hu Vishto Medina Siyam, he and his wife traveled to Medina Siyam, and Baruch Hu Ishto V'Bonov, and then they come back. V'ama Shiyotze Ishto Shiyotze Simi Medina Siyam, the woman that I traveled with, Hareyuzu, that's that woman that you all already determined has fine yichus, Veil Benal. And these are the children that we had. The halacha is Eintzach Lavirai, Loyal Isha, Loyal Banim. Everything is fine. However, if he says Mesa, that woman that I married died, Veil Benal, and these are her children, Mevi Raya Labanim, all he has to bring is a Raya, that these are her children. And once he's able to prove that these are the children of that wife, then the halach is then meviraya isha. He doesn't have to bring a raya on the isha because she was already proven to be miuchesas. So Taisa says what the Mishnah means to say. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? We don't need to be concerned that maybe these are not that woman's children. If, however, he says, Ish in the south of Medina Siyam, I married somebody, went to Medina Siyam without any children and not any wife. And he comes back and he says, I married a woman in Medina Siyam, Verei Hizu, this is the woman whom I married, Veil Benel, maybe Rai Elisha. He has to be able to prove the yichus of this woman because it was never previously established. Once we have the established that the wife is a miyuchesas, we have no reason to be concerned about the children. Mesu, that if he says, my wife that I married died, Veil Benel, so now, Tzolch Ravi Raya Elisha, he has to bring a Raya that woman that he married in Medina Siyam was a Miuchesses. Alabonim, we have to also bring a Raya that these are the children of that woman. Amar Rabbi Babachana, for Kulan, all of the cases that we said that you don't have to bring a raya about the status of the children in the case of a kruch and achareah, where they're following this woman. So since they're following this woman, it's a proof that they are our children. Tanur abodim. Isha nasati b'medina sayam. Mevi raya l'isha. Veitzach ravi raya l'abodim. Mevi raya l'gdoilim. And furthermore, doesn't have to bring a raya. But when we say doesn't have to bring a raya on the bonim, he does have to bring on the adult children. On the ktanim, the fact that they're attached to this woman is a proof that she's their mother. And once we have a proof that she's their mother, if we are able to establish her yichus, that will extend to the children as well. But the gedolim obviously don't just follow this woman. They don't follow their mother anymore. Since they don't follow their mother anymore, we have to independently verify their yichus. B'medvar amurim be'isha achas, when he says he only married one wife in Medina Siyam, avol shtei noshim, if he says he married two wives in Medina Siyam, then maybe raya l'isha v'alabonim al gdoil v'alaktanim. Then he's going to have to bring a raya on the wife, because we never established hayichas. He's also going to have to bring a raya on the children, not just on the gdoilim, which the Gemara just said a moment ago, we always have to establish the yichas of the gdoilim. But he's also going to have to bring a raya on the ketanim. Because the ketanim are attaching themselves to this wife doesn't mean that they're children. It could be, as he said, he had two wives in Medinas Yam. One passed away. This one is the one that's survivor. And the children, even though they're not her children, but that's the wife in the house. And she's their stepmother. That's why she's connecting to her. That's why they are connecting to her. And therefore, her yichus is not a proof on who they are.